Someone asked me once in an interview, what was growing up like, where'd you go to school, and what would you do if you weren't doing this? We're doing this. We're doing this, aren't we? We're doing this podcast forever. Oh, man. We're about to go into what should have been, would have been, might be, the final month of this podcast. I can't believe I've done it. Nearly done it. The home stretch. You know, but what should feel like the start of the home stretch just fills me with fear. If I stop this now, what will I do? What will I do if I don't do this? I love this song. Sometimes people ask, what would I do if I wasn't doing this? And I say, I'd still be doing this. And that's what the pandemic showed. They can take away all your live work, but you're still doing this. If it's online, you're still doing this. And if they take away online, you're still doing this. This is what I've always done since I was as young as I can remember. I've just written stories, thoughts like this. This has genuinely been the best thing I've ever done creatively. For me, anyway. For you, it might have been terrible. But for me. Well, the fact it's got hundreds of thousands of downloads already is so completely brilliant. And This one may be self-indulgent, but all I'll say is, when I was trying to form an idea, this time last year it was, this exact time last year, I was trying to form an idea of what I wanted to do this year. I knew it was something, I knew I wanted to do something that was pandemic-proof. Yeah. Something to tell stories without being affected by anyone. When I thought of this idea, I thought that sounds ridiculous. And it has been ridiculous at times, a ridiculous amount of work. But I'm so happy I made the leap. That first episode was the hardest. It's like, what is this? It's only when you start falling do you realize sometimes what it is. You know, and you start grabbing. Start grabbing onto things to slow you down at points, and at others you just want to speed up and you're happy. And you're in free fall, but you're happy. There's one or two creatives that I know very well that get frustrated with their creativity, that they don't have an outlet. And I say to them, you always, always have an outlet. Even if it's the smallest venue. Even if that venue is your own kitchen, or if you don't have a kitchen, you can always play out what you want to play out in your own head. Because I know one thing. It's not the size of the venue and the size of the audience that makes you happy. It's what you create that makes you happy. And more than anything, that you're doing this. What would I do if I wasn't doing this? I'd have a Friday night crowd in the palm of my hand. Couple brown look, a couple buddies in a band. Singing them same dance songs I am now. Oh, I'm a feeling I'm fire on a hardwood stage. Bright lights and light running through my veins at the Grand Ole Opry. Or a show in some no-name town. I'd still be doing this if I wasn't doing this. The only reason I'm ever really unhappy is when I'm not doing this. Singing. Averagely at best. When I'm not creating some kind of story. And I found something right here that no one can take away from me. That I can always control. I can always do this. And that's the secret of happiness right there for me. And I've been in situations before this that I wasn't happy at all, that to the outside all just seemed glamorous and exciting. I wasn't happy at all because I wasn't in control. As soon as you're in control, you're happy. Even, as I say, if it's only in your head that you're doing this. There's so many assholes in the world, people trying to hold you back and fuck you up because of their own failures. But don't let them mess with the one thing you can control, your mind. You can always do this in your mind. Once you're in control of your own mind, you're doing this. And then you know you can do this forever. Makes me so happy. Everyone, thank you for listening. Well, there's one more month till the end of the year. But who knows? Maybe we should then be doing this together forever. And that rhymes. So fuck it. We're improving here. We're growing. We're doing this. Yeah, it's pretty self-indulgent, that episode. But, you know, I just wanted to say thank you. And this means a lot to me. You know? Thank you. Lots of love.